This daf is daf nun vav. We are at the top of the amud. The Gemara is dealing with the dispute that we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught that a person can add to the ksuba. The basic minimum is to promise a safety net to his wife. If when he married her, she was a basula of 200. If when he married her, she was an almana of 100. But he could add even 100 mana. But then we had an argument between Ubalazab and Azari on the Chachamim. What happens if this person who added to the Ksuba did not end up having the suin because there was a case of widowhood after Erusin? So do we say that, the way the Gemara finally explained it yesterday, do we say that the Umdun Das, the assessment, is that the husband was only adding because he was excited about the chibas bia, the affection for the actual intimacy, since that intimacy never happened, because out of erusin the marriage ended. Therefore, he only pays the basic amount that Chazal instituted, the 200, but not the added 100. Or maybe the chiba, the excitement that caused him to add, was the idea of kiruv das, of being closer. And he wanted to be closer to her, and he was close to her through the Erusin, and that already is enough reason to add the 100.
Rabbi, wouldn't that act about the Nedunia the same thing, correct? That the Abba get the Nedunia back if something like this happened. If who met, or...
Yeah.
So it's very similar concept.
So we are at the fourth line down on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Yosef Rav Chanina, Kamed Rav Yanai. Rav Chanina was sitting in front of Rav Yanai, and he said, Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Namely, that if there was no Nisuin, the Tosefes wasn't added. Amar Le. So Rav Yanai said to Rav Chanina, Pukri Karach Labara, go read your verse outside. In other words, go say your Halacha outside. Because you're wrong. Ain't Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Even if it was only Erusin, there's already the Tosefes, the addition. Even if it was only Erusin and then he died, she gets the amount that was added as well. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi said in the name of our teacher, Halacha, namely the name of Rav, Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. I'm Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel as well. Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Nachman didei Amar. Rav Nachman said what my own opinion is. Ain Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha is not like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And the addition is not dependent on Nisuin. And I believe Rav Nachman said that if the husband wrote, I'm giving to you not 200 but 300, and then the Erusin ends because he dies, she still gets the 300. Unahardai, Mishmeh Rav Nachman Amri, the Nahardai, in the name of Rav Nachman, said, Halach Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Halach is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. V'yafal gav delat Rav Nachman. And even though Rav Nachman used to curse, V'amar and say, Kol dayana dedoin Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hoki v'hoki dehevi. Any judge who judges like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, such and such that happened to him, afilu hachi, even so, Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And the wife, even coming out of Erusin, is entitled to the Tosefes, the additions to the Ksuba. The Halacha Lamaisa. What is the Halacha? Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that a wife coming out of Erusin is not entitled to the ksuba, to the Tosefes ksuba, mina nesuin, govis hakol. If there was a nesuin, then if the marriage ends after nesuin, since he was excited about the nesuin, he fully, wholeheartedly gave her an addition. But if they never got to the nesuin, then for those circumstances, he never intended to give her the addition. Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Well, if Allah is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, now we have some interesting questions. What are we saying? As we learned yesterday, we're saying that we follow Umdina. We follow an assessment of the typical man. The typical man who's adding to a ksuba is adding to the ksuba because he's excited about chibas bia, the Gemara said. The affection for actual intercourse. He's so excited he's going to have actual intercourse. He's adding to the ksuba. Chazal said he had to give her 200. He's adding another 100. And that's why if he never got to that point, it was only Erisin, it was only betrothal, then he doesn't have to give the addition, because we assume he never meant to give the addition in the case of betrothal. He only has to give the core amount of 200. Halacha is like a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Boy Ravin asked the following question. Again, we're trying to understand the psychology of a typical man. Nichnas al chuppah. Let's say he got the woman into the chuppah, but v'lo nivala. He never had intercourse with her. Then he died. But he got the excitement of chuppah, but not the excitement of intercourse. So under those conditions, is he willing to give the added 100? Or he said, no, he wanted intercourse itself. The chuppah, just being ready and permitted for intercourse, that's not enough for him to give away the extra 100. So is it, ma, what's the halacha? Chibas chuppah kona? Is it the affection of the chuppah? O chibas bia kona? Or the affection for the actual act of intercourse, which is going to make him hand over the money. Tashma, come and try to hear the following as a proof. Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef taught us in a braisa. Shelo kasav la, he only wrote to her this extra 100, el al chibas laila rishon, because of the affection that he has for the first night.
They treated the woman like a zona. No. If you have sex, I pay you extra. No, I'm not paying you.
We want to understand what people are thinking, what the men are thinking. It's not that the woman.
Not the woman.
Not the woman, it's the man. No, we saw earlier that the women are different. You know, what is the man thinking? So, Iyamit Bishlama, if you're going to say, Chibas chuppah kona, the affection of the chuppah itself already makes him give the extra amount. Sahayinu d'amar laila harishon. That's where Rav Yosef said that the key thing is the first night. Eli amar chibas bia kona, but if you're saying it's the affection of the actual intercourse, which is why he's giving the extra money. What? Bia balaila harishon isa mikan ve'elach leka. When you talk about intercourse, it's the first night. You have intercourse throughout the marriage. So the affection of the first night, it should be the affection of marriage. The affection of the first night implies something which is only at the beginning. Chuppah is only at the beginning. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Elomai, what are you saying? Chuppah, the affection of the chuppah, the affection of the nesuin is what's causing the transfer. Chuppah belayla yisa biyamam alessa. What do you mean chuppah is only at night? Maybe they got married by day. Chuppah can't be done by day. So, 1 second. So, you don't like my answer of chuppah. For the time, according to your logic, bia, you're saying it's the affection of the intercourse. Oh, but laila isa biyamam alessa. Is intercourse only at night and not during the day? If a person's in a very dark house, mutter is allowed to have intercourse even during the day. So, if it's about intercourse, why do we say the affection of the first night? It could be even by day. So, we should just say the affection. But according to Rav, in a dark house, you're allowed to. In a dark room, you're allowed to. All the curtains are down. Rav says, then you're allowed. So the Gemara says, hello, Kasha, that's not a contradiction. That last question is not a question. If we're saying that it's the affection of intercourse, which makes him give the added 100, then it makes sense why we would say it's the first night. Because Orach Arach Kamash Malan, what's the normal way of the world? To do it at night, to be a balayla. People have intercourse at night. They don't have intercourse during the day. Ela chuppah, but if we're saying chuppah, which is what you want to say, then kasha. People only get married at night. Lots of people get married in the day. And then if we're saying that it's the chuppah that makes him give the extra 100, why say the first night? You should be saying the beginning, the chuppah. Answer the Gemara, chuppah, nami loy kasha. No, really, we mean chuppah. And you said, why did we say the first night? It's really during the day? Not a question. Since typically the chuppah is to lead right away into intercourse. So it's teaching us another point in terms of just normal way of the world, normal derech eretz, to belayla boy, that you're going to do it at night. because intercourse is going to be at night. Rav Ashi, I'm sorry, to Belila, it's going to be at night. Boy, Rav Ashi. So Gemara seems to say that it is the chuppah, the chibas bia, not the chibas bia, but the chibas chuppah. And therefore, if a person had a chuppah with his wife, and before he had a chance to have bia, he dropped dead, she's now entitled to the Tosefes, even according to Elazar ben Azariah, which, as we've learned, is the halacha. But Rav Ashi, a different question. Nichnas al-chuppah, okay, let's say she comes into the chuppah, but then appears a nida, she becomes a nida. So then he separated, and then he dropped dead. So now, what's the halacha? Imtin salam archibas chuppah kona. We're saying that the affection of the chuppah makes the acquisition of the extra amount. So maybe chuppah de chazia lebiya. That's only a chuppah that's leading to biya. That could create biya that he's excited about. But when she's a nida, chuppah de lo chazia lebiya, there's a chuppah which we know can't lead to biya because a nida can't have biya. So then maybe he doesn't add the tosefes. Oh, Dilmor, maybe he added the tosefes for any chuppah. Lo shtan, there's no difference between the types of the chuppah. Teku, we are not sure. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda said, that not only can we have an addition to the 200, we can have a subtraction from the 200. What can we do? He can write her the ksuba of 200, and she can give him a receipt saying, I already got 100. And it really only leaves her with a claim of 100. Asks the Gemara, the Savar of Yehuda, the Kos and Shovar, does Rav Yehuda hold in general that a borrower who starts to repay gets a receipt from the lender whom he repaid? Because there's a whole question. Do we like the idea of receipts? Or do we say that's not fair? It's not fair to give a borrower a receipt because the borrower might lose the receipt and then the lender is going to come and recollect the whole amount. Maybe we should say that when a borrower pays back part of the debt, we have to tear up the IOU, tear up the shtar, and write a new one on the difference. Because if we have the shtar saying, let's say, 200, and meanwhile there's a receipt out there that says 100 of it was paid, if the receipt is lost, that shtar that says 200 is, like, again, going to produce a payment of 200, and a person might end up paying twice. So here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you could have the woman with an obligation on her husband of less than 200, and he gives the example because the woman can write a receipt. So does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we believe in writing receipts? And we say, okay, the borrower needs to hold on to the receipt. Vatnam, we look in a Mishnah. Misha paramik tzachovo, someone who paid back part of the debt that he owed. Rabbi Yehuda says, yachlif, he should exchange the IOU. In other words, the lender has to tear up the IOU that he has and write a new IOU, and not that the lender gives a receipt to the borrower for the partial repayment, because that wouldn't be fair. Then the borrower has to hold on to a receipt. He might lose it, and he might end up having to pay again. Rabbi Yossi says, no, yichtov lo shover, all the lender has to do is write a receipt, because the lender is better off than the borrower. We let the lender hold on to the IOU. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered, even the Rabbi Yehuda generally holds that we don't write receipts. What he meant here, that she's writing a receipt, is that she's writing the receipt in the ksuba, kishashovrasa mitocha. In the ksuba, she writes, I already received 100. She adds a line to the bottom of the ksuba. So once she's adding a line to the bottom of the ksuba, so there's no fear, oh, she might lose her receipt. No, it's in the ksuba. In the IOU, we have the discount in it. Maybe here we're not talking about what she wrote in the ksuba, I already got 100. But still here, Rabbi Yehuda, in regards to ksuba, he would know that she could give a receipt. Because bishlama hasam, in regards to an IOU, vaday pare, when a person pays back part of the IOU he certainly paid. So now you're saying, okay, let the lender give the borrower a receipt for that part. Dilma mirchas tivrata. Maybe the receipt is going to get lost, or it'll decay, it'll break. Umapikle l'shtarn again. The lender's going to take out the IOU. V'hadar gavi zim nachrin, and he's going to collect the second time, and that's unfair because he already got some of the money. But achabat over here, we're talking about a ksuba. So vada yaivla. Certainly, he can. Is he certainly going to give her? Mil sabalma hidamrele. It's no words. She's not actually handing something. It's just words that she's saying. She's saying, I already forgave you something. He never gave her any money. Did he give her any money? That's the whole point here. But she's saying, I'm mochel part of it. Right? He never gave her 100 of the 200 that he owes her. She's giving him a document saying, you already paid me 100. So why? Because she wants to make less of an obligation on him. That's the whole case. The same way Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, and the Chacham say, he can make it worse on himself. He can enter into a marriage with it less on himself.
But she doesn't say that she forgave him.
She says that she got it. But she didn't actually get it.
Truthful.
That's correct. She didn't actually get it. So did he give her anything? No. Mil sabalmi damale. She's just saying that she got it. So you know what? And she gave him a gift. So now it's his fault to watch it. He natre. If he's going to watch this gift, good for him. Hello, natre. If he's not watching it, he's messing himself up. But there's no reason for us to not give that type of a receipt. So the Gemara says, Bishlama b'ayelo amakir b'yirmiya. I understand why Abaye didn't want to say the answer of Rabbi Yirmiyah to resolve the contradiction in the views of Rabbi Yehuda between Baal Echo versus Ksuba. Because Lo Ketani Shov Rasa Mitocha didn't say in our Mishnah that she added the discount onto the text of the Ksuba. Ela Rabbi Yirmiyah, my time alone, okay, Abaye. But Rabbi Yirmiyah, why didn't he say like Abaye? Answer the Gemara. Gzeira Shover the Achar to Shover the Alma. No, Rabbi Yirmiyah held that. You know, if we're going to allow her here to give a receipt, then in general, courts are going to allow lenders to get, because she's in essence a lender, she has the debt, they're going to allow lenders to give receipts, and that might lead to abuse where a loan gets collected twice.
So they should write the shtar over.
Exactly.
But doesn't Chazal allow him to like uproot the whole concept that they've laid out of 100 to 200?
Well, that was the other opinion, right? Those who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Meir. He said that then it's not fair. Says the Gemara, time of the Kasvalei. Again, let's look at the Mishnah. Because she wrote to him, I already got part of it. Aval alpelo. But if she didn't write anything, she just said I got some of it, it wouldn't work. Am I why? Davar shebe mamonu. It's only a question of money. V'shamina leil Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds. Tamar davar shebe mamonu. Tzna'o kayam. We have a concept. Masnal Masha Kasa Batorah, can a person make a t'nai against what the Torah says? So there's a whole argument about whether one can do that, but according to Yehuda, if it's about money, a person can. So therefore, why only if she wrote something, even if she just said, I forgive part of it, or I don't want all of it, or I agree to only have some of it, or I feel that I got some of it already? We should say that since it's about money, the t'nai should take effect. The tiny went in a brisa. Ha'omer li'isha me'enu tells a woman, Ramat mekudesh esli amanash ein l'cholai she'er ksus fa'ona. I'm marrying you on condition that you don't get from me clothing, time, and food. Ha'rezu mekudesh es. She's married. Utno batel, but that condition is null and void because it's a condition against what the Torah says. She'er ksus fa'ona salo yigra. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'davar shebe mamon t'nai kayam. When we talk about finances, it does work because money is isyayev l'mechila. A person can always be mochel money. He can always say, Kili is kabalti. So, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda apparently holds, answer the Gemara. The reason why she had to write, I've gotten something and she couldn't just be mochel it, is Ksuba derabbanan. Ksuba itself is a din derabbanan that they were masaking to give 200. And Chacham asu chizuk le devem yosem yishel Torah. Dinim derabbanan are treated even more strict than the Torah. It's not a Torah monetary obligation. A person can waive it by means of a tnai. But when it comes to a rabbinic monetary obligation, a person can't waive it by means of a tnai. She'd have to give actually a document. So, what do you mean? Harei peros rabbanan. What about the whole halacha of peros of the nichse malug, the fruit of her property that he's entitled to, as we've learned, in return for redeeming her, and for, in return for the, sorry, not in return for redeeming her, in return for being entitled to the things that, in return for what he gives to her, he's entitled to her peros nichse malug. And the Rabbanan didn't make such a great strengthening. The times we're going to Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo lamor ochel peyre peyros." He can eat the fruits of her fruits, even if he said, "I'm not going to get anything from your land or from the fruits of your land." But from the fruits of her fruit, he could still eat. Ach yichtov lo, until he says, "In the din dvarim, I'm not going to have any connection bin chasayich in your land ube perosein and what grows from them ube peros perosein and what grows out of what grows from them ad olam forever." The kailan and we paskin my kosev. What does it mean? He writes to her. Omer, he can just tell her. So you see that by him telling, "I'm not going to have your peros the nichsem alog," he's not entitled to her peros the nichsem alog, even though it's a dinder abana. Amar Abaye. Abaye answered, "Lakol yesh ksuba. All women have a ksuba. Falo lakol yesh peros. But not all women are coming in with nichse malog, where there would be peros on a nichse malog. So therefore, milsa de shchicha, those things that are likely and prevalent, avdu barabban chizik, those takanas de rabban and chazal strengthened, and they said you couldn't even wave it with its tznai. But the issue is like peros nichsem alog, which is unlikely. Lo avdu barabanan chizuk. There, the rabbanan didn't make a chizuk. Ask the Gemara. Hare chamar. But what about the following issue? When we deal with wagon drivers, the shchichi, which is something likely and prevalent. Lo Abdullah Rabbanan Chizuk, and the Rabbanan didn't make a strengthening to their law there at the time of the Mishnah. Hachamarim shenichnasu leir. If donkey drivers enter a city, Amar Echad Mehem, and one of them says, "Shali Chadash, my grain is new grain," and Rashi has different explanations. What does it mean? It's new grain. One explanation is that it's not as good as my friend's grain. My friend's grain is better.
It says here because it's moist.
Because the grain that's moist isn't so good. That's why we had this before. The shel chaveri yashan, and my friend's grain is old. Or he said, which is better, shali eno mesukan, my grain, chumas and maisos weren't given from it. Shel chaveri mesukan, but my friend's grain, chumas and maisos were given from it. Einem, and they're not believed because we're worried that maybe they have an arrangement. Here I'll talk about him, and in the next town he's going to talk about me. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'eman, Rabbi Yehuda says they're believed. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, Vada de Devarim of the Rabbanan Chizuk. When we have a certain violation of a drabanan, then even Rabbi Yehuda holds, like here in Ksuba, that the Chazal made it very strict. But over there was talking about Dmai. Dmai really is only a Safik. Safik to the Vayim law of drabanan. Chizik and Rabbi Yehuda holds that they didn't make their laws so strict. Rav Amar Rav said, no, there it's Bidmai, and Bidmai Hikilu, it's more than just a Safik of a Din drabanan. There is a majority. Most Amei Aretz are separating Chumas and Maestros from their produce. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that one wagon driver is believed to talk about the other one because he's talking about Tamai, and in Tamai probably it was separated. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah, as David pointed out, how could we allow the husband and wife to arrange to have less than 200 or 100. That guts the din d'rabbanan, and therefore anyone who has such an arrangement, his intercourse is a bi'ilas nus, kol apoches, anyone who subtracts, afilu b'tzna, even if there was a condition. In other words, even if there was a condition that didn't take effect, nevertheless, it would be bi'ilas nus. Because he didn't say anyone who gave less. It said anyone who decreased it. So Alma Kasavi, you see that he holds Tno Batel, the Tnai would be Batel. The Isla, and she gets the 200. And still, it's Bias Nuts. The Kivan to Amar Laka, since he said to her, less look, you don't have Elamana, only 100. Lo Samcha Daita, she doesn't feel secure. Vavala be Yilasa, be less Nuts. Aiva, Shamin, and Leila, Rabbi Meir, Damar, Kalamasna, Mashakasa, Batora, Tno Batel. Or you know, the Rabbi Meir says, we just said it, that anyone who makes a tnai against what the Torah obligated, let's say he says, I'm marrying you, but I'm not giving you sherek snus tva'ona, it doesn't take effect. Habid rabbana tno kaim, implying that the din of the rabbana, the tnai does take effect. And so the Gemara, ksav Rabbi Meir holds ksubas do'oraisa, and therefore he holds here that the tnai doesn't take effect. Tanya relented a braisa, Rabbi Meir says, kola poches lipsulami masayim, anyone who subtracts to a virgin from 200, ul almana mana, and to a widow from 100, harezu b'ilas nus, the intercourse is nus. Rabbi Yossi says, Rashi is allowed to do so. Against Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't even hold, it has to be written down. He holds it could even be a verbal agreement, and that's also okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, verbal agreement is not okay. Ratza kosev lebesula shtar shal masayim. What he can do if he wants, he can write the shtar of 200. He kosev aslo, and she can give him a receipt that is kabalti mimcha mana. I already got from you 100. Ul almana to a widow, he writes a shtar of 100. He kosev aslo, and she can write him is kabalti mimcha chamishim zuz. I got from you 50 zuz. Asks the Gemara, v'sav Reb Yossi Rashoi. Does Reb Yossi hold that she can waive the full amount of the ksuba, and that's okay. Or a mini, but I'll challenge you, we learned. Enosim ksubas isha metaltalin. We don't set aside to pay off the ksuba of a woman with chattel, with movables. Mipnei tikuna olam. Because maybe the movables will be lost or they will decrease in value. And we want to fix the world and make sure a woman has a safety net. Rabbi Yossi said, v'chimat tikuna olam yesh pazu. How is this fixing the world? Following Suvin, U Pochsin. Because you're not necessarily fixing the world. Because these amounts are not always, the movables are not going to always stay at that value. One second, the Gemara says, Tanakama Nami ain't osin kama. The Tanakama said that. He said, you can't use these things as the payment for the ksuba. The lavachi kama. This is what's going on. When can he not use the metaltlin for the ksuba? If he hasn't accepted to be responsible, if they get lost, to replace them. Abul kibul alavachrayas osin vas Reb Yossi lemeimar. Reb Yossi disagrees. He says even kibul alavachrayas am I osin? How could you use it to be there for the ksuba? Halloween ksuvin upochsin. Even if he accepted to replace it, if it gets lost, what happens if it doesn't get lost? It just went down in value. Then she's going to lose out. So now hashto. Now take a look. Umahos in the dilma pachti. Even though he has items that are worth the 200, but maybe they'll be worth less. Chayesh Rabbi Yossi is worried. He said, no, you can't do it. So here when she's saying, I'm going to get less, he's going to say it's okay. Lokosh can certainly should say it's not okay. So the answer is, no, Hachi Ashta, what's the comparison? When she has movables put aside for her ksuba, she doesn't know what the commodities markets are like. She doesn't know when they go down in value that she should be mochel. But Hacha Reb Yossi is saying here, when she was told from day one, you're not getting 200, you're only getting 150. The other, when she knew, V'kamachla, And she is being mochel.
No, you could even have it verbal.
He's up to write 100 or 200.